Good morning, Lighthouse. I'm Dylan Stevenson, fellow member here, and I have the joy and honor of sharing with you this Wednesday morning. So I'm going to be going into speaking briefly about the power of our personal testimony, and I'm going to be starting off in John chapter 9, verse 1 through 25. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me. While it is day, night is coming, when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." So they said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been formerly blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight. And he said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" And there was division among them. And so, again, to the blind man, "Who do you say opened? What do you say about him, since he has opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and he had received his sight, until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But how he now sees, we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone could confess Jesus to be Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." Christian, were you blind and now you see? Now, I'm not a theologian, nor am I a professional apologist, and I'm guessing you're not either. When you hear the testimony of the blind man, I hope that you take heart that we don't have to be any of these things to share the glory of Jesus. We make it way more complicated than it needs to be. When interrogated by the Pharisees, how did the blind man respond? He didn't quote scripture or give some big theological argument. All he said was, "Whether or not he's a sinner, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, and now I see." Christian, your salvation is a miracle. You didn't achieve it. You didn't work towards it. You were blind, and then Jesus ripped the scales from your eyes. Have you encountered someone who's never eaten at your favorite restaurant or listened to your favorite band? Your eyes get big, your voice jumps an octave or two, and you are just thrilled and can expound on how great these things are. But when it comes to sharing our faith, our testimony about how Jesus saved us, why do we clam up? I mean, this is a greater gift than any of these things, right? Do we make it too complicated? Now, I don't know the release dates and lyrics to all or even most of Bruce Springsteen's songs, but I do know how vivid his lyrics are to me and how it transports me to just a wonderful place. I don't know how my wife makes cheesecake. I believe it's done in a kitchen. All I know is it tastes wonderful, and I'm able to share this with everyone, right? All that to say this. Christian, you don't have to have all the answers to share your testimony. If we don't know an answer, let's find it. Let's say we don't know, and then let's explore. Let's build and dig deeper into our faith and come back with an answer for that. Let's let 2022 be the great year of revival in our community, church. So in this new year, let's be bold in sharing our testimony. Thank you.